So we're holding in Kval Tes Din Zayin, and the Chafetz Chaim just finished explaining that even if somebody is about to enter into a very bad partnership, if they already made a kinyan on the partnership, even though Al Pi Din, Al Pi Emes, what your information that you have would allow the person to be released from the partnership, but nevertheless, unless you know that the person is going to act according to halacha and only go to Bez Din, because he's not allowed to just rely on you to break the partnership, in that case, you're not allowed to tell the person, even though that person is now going to suffer a loss because he's going to be in this partnership, but nevertheless, you're not allowed to cause that person to cause a loss to somebody else. Then the Chafetz Chaim continues and he says, now, as if I know, I saw that somebody came and he stole something. He went into the guy's talis bag and he took out, you know, money from that talis bag. Or a hizikai, or I saw that he hit somebody's car. Or anything else like that. Ein muter achi yishlumu kol ha-pratim anal. So the initial reaction, the knee-jerk reaction is to go tell the guy, look, this guy, I saw this guy, he stole $100 you had in your talis, and he took out $100. So it's asur to do that. It's asur to tell, unless this is a person who is going to ask the person to come to Beis Din and answer the tefiyah of the $100. Because if that person is going to take any action and do something and go and grab back $100 from this guy or something, he's going to be doing something shelo kedin, because he's not allowed to believe me as an Ein Echad who didn't even testify in Beis Din to go and act on his own. So therefore, it's forbidden for me to say it. Saying, notice, and this could be negale, let's say, by a car. Now, as if the person is going to do Al Pi Din, that's one thing. But if the person is now going to go beyond what Allah allows, so then it's also for me to say it. So first of all, he says, V'gam hachicham b'tchila v'lakibol dvarav. You also have to go to that person and say, look, I saw you take $100 from that talis. You know, you got to give it back. You're doing the wrong thing. Avavavavach, he also it's forbidden. U'kamoshik savni liel. How careful a person has to be not to jump to paskin for himself that I'm allowed to say. Unless he sees whether these conditions have been met. Because if not, you'll be over in Isa Deraisa. You think you're doing a mitzvah, but actually you're being over in Isa Deraisa. And soon the Chafetz Chaim is going to give us the famous Misholim that he gives, that, you know, on Shiduchim and other things like that. V'dad ein shum chilik b'chol zeh haklal shekasavnim v'einim chaver shoyel v'dorish mito shiyom v'loy v'ein loy m'loy mi'atzmai. There's no difference whether your friend comes and says, you know, somebody hit my car in the parking lot, did you see who did it? Or whether you yourself want to offer the information. Because if we fulfill the conditions, then even if he doesn't say, you have an obligation to go tell him. And if you don't fulfill the conditions, also you're never allowed to say. And in one more minute, he will give us an example. He says, Because even if I'm not going to go to the guy who owns the car, I'm going to tell a friend of mine, I can't believe I just saw, you know, Beryl hit that guy's car. So that also is going to be an Issa, because that information may eventually get to the person. So then the Chafetz Chaim tells us, the Zayde, the Chafetz Chaim, that was Zeichet, that his grandson now, his actual living grandson, is in town this weekend. Since this is very easy, the person could be nichshol nisaveira. Therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says, I'm going to give a few examples and go through it. A person who has a brain will be able to apply the principles in these examples to other cases. So he says the first, he says, Ach shelo yakutz hakorei bo ne'arichus. But because I don't want people to start getting disgusted that I'm being too myrich, that I'm being too long, lo yachta poikim tiyam echad, I'm only going to write one example. And then, v'mietz Hashem b'seifa seifa yavo yitzirim. So after I finish the seifa, I'll give a few more examples. And this way, You know, don't feel like I'm burdening you. He's very nervous. Chavetz Chaim, the Chas V'Shalom. Person going to see, oh, so many pages left. He's going to close the sefer. So he says, don't worry. I'm going to give one example, and then I'm going to finish. And then I'll give a few more. If you want to look, you'll look at a few more. So he says, the first one, he says, the example the Chavetz Chaim gives is, I see that Yankel the Tumim, Yankel the Sweetie, Yankel Mr. Naive, is going into a place now, he's buying a car, or a used car, or he's buying something in a place, in a store. So he says, and I know Yankel, he's a very naive guy. He's not a sharp guy. He's not street smart, Malanas. But he knows that this salesman, this guy on the store who sells the cars or sells this merchandise, and he's coming into a place and he's going to buy a washing machine, and this guy's going to convince him that this washing machine, he won't tell him exactly, that sells for $2.99 elsewhere. I have it on sale for $5.99. Special for you because you're a good friend. I'm selling to you for $5.99. And I neglect to say that to anybody else. I sell it for $2.99. So he says, he's looking. He's been waiting all day for this sucker to come in. In Bischeira, either with merchandise, or b'midas u'mishkalei, so he'll trick him with weights, or b'mikach, or with the price. So tzarech l'sapaloi is inyan achanusahi l'hazirish l'in kanisboi. So you have an obligation to go to Yankel and say, Yankel, this is not a store for you. You got to go to a place where the salesman doesn't get commission. Right? Go to that store, or go along with your wife, she's a sharpie, but don't go yourself into a store like this. Even if he said, told the guy, I'm going to buy the washing machine from you. Doesn't matter. You can tell the guy, don't go in there. It's not for you. And surely if he sees that the guy's trying to cheat him, and he says, look, this is really a very expensive Maytag. Just the reason why I'm giving you a reduction is because this Maytag doesn't have any label on it. It doesn't have the serial number or the name on it. But really, it's a Maytag. And really what it is a used old one of an old thing that he took the label off. So he says, in such a case, you're obligated to go and jump in and tell the guy, don't buy, this guy is a liar. Or for the price. You have to, you have to warn the person, don't get involved. Notice you have to know that it's really, that the guy is really cheating him. You have to know yourself that that's really the fact. And you really should first tell this guy, if it's like, you know, sale, to warn the guy, you know, you're cheating this guy. You better give him the right price, otherwise I'm going to have to tell him. So that's easy. That's before anything happened. You warn the guy, you're obligated. But let's say this guy is on the way out of the store. He already bought it. And I know that the guy cheated him. Or for the value. Or something else. I know the guy cheated him. So he says, Toli bozet. Let's say Itaka overcharged him. But Al Pidin, you don't have a right to get back the money. Either he overcharged him less than a sixth of the price, and therefore Al Pidin, it's mechila, you can't ask the money back. Or it was already lapsed the time that you have a right to come to back out. Then it's an isa deraisa to go and tell him that you were overcharged. So you're just making problems. You're just making machloikas over here. He has no right, he has no halachic recourse. And he says, says the Chavetz Chaim, even if the guy says, look, I got this thing, sells elsewhere for $5.99, and he gave me a bargain for $6.50. He sold it to me for $650. So he says, "Gam kein lo yom lo hamis." You're not allowed to say the truth. V'koshkein im hu royesh ay de dibura yochal shkneg the lovely de hefset. So the Chafetz Chaim will tell us soon, and he say, "You have to. What is your obligation? Your obligation to say." You must be some real businessman if you were able to get that for $6.50 when everybody else gets it for $5.99. You really are a sharp guy. And you got a great deal. I'm really proud of you. What a great deal you had. You're a b'chuyev to tell him that. And he says, that's a Gemara. Yishabchena be'enav, or yigenena be'enav. Once the deal is done and the guy has no halachic recourse, so you're b'chuyev to tell the guy, kalanova chasuda, what a great deal you did. You're really Mr. Sharp. So he says, but, and he says, in Kolshkein, and surely in a case where that if you say anything, you may cause a loss to this ganav, which halachically you don't have a right to do that. Notice if, let's say this guy didn't pay it, and now you're going to tell him, you know, you could have got the same thing for $15 less anywhere else. You paid plus retail. And the guy's going to get upset, and he says, I'm not going to pay him any more than this. That Sa'al Pidin, you don't have a right to do that. And you're mechuyev to pay. And if you're mechuyev to pay, say b'zoyis, so then in that case, if you're not going to pay, you're going to be causing this guy a loss. Al Pidin Torah, you don't have a right to do that. So you're not allowed to tell the guy about it. We'll continue Ben Hashem tomorrow.
If he's coming back the next day, and are you allowed to tell him that he knows that before he gets here?
No.